Lawmakers celebrate justice after Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty verdict. Joe Biden needs to publicly apologize. By Hannah Blow on November 19, 2021. Justice has been rightfully served as the jury in the murder trial of 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse found him not guilty on all charges, several Republican lawmakers said following Friday's verdict. The jury, which has been engaged in deliberations since Tuesday, delivered their not guilty verdict on Friday, less than a week before the Thanksgiving holiday, ensuring the teen will walk away as a free man over 1 year after the Black Lives Matter riot that rocked Kenosha. Rittenhouse faced two charges of murder, one charge of attempted murder, and two charges of reckless endangerment. While negative reactions poured in from the left, some of whom warned that a not guilty verdict would embolden white supremacists, several prominent figures celebrated the verdict as a firm show of justice. Joe Biden needs to publicly apologize to Kyle Rittenhouse, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, said following the not guilty verdict. Must watch. There is hope for this country, Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, remarked alongside a video of the announcement, also adding that it is time to start the lawsuits for defamation by the media. Kyle Rittenhouse committed no crimes. Acquitted on all counts. Now do BLM, Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, said. Justice, the House Judiciary GOP wrote. I believe justice has been served in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, Wisconsin Representative Ron Johnson, RY, said. I hope everyone can accept the verdict, remain peaceful, and let the community of Kenosha heal and rebuild. Even Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, a Democrat, said the jury got it right, finding Rittenhouse not guilty on all charges. The fact that charges were brought before any serious investigation is evidence that the government was motivated by politics, which itself should be considered criminal, she added. President Biden's statement on the verdict is forthcoming, per White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.